listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's up, Case Dayton Nation? Another edition of the PPPD. Edition of the podcast continues midweek. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas. Coming at you midweek here as we close on the end of the month of June, folks. Get right on down to business. And before I do that, of course, this is brought to you by our partner, of course, promoting the AutoFest 2022 in August 6th rally in the valley going down outside the back parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection building in Manhattan, Kansas. West Side Manhattan, Kansas. If you're living here in Manhattan, Kansas, it is $10 registration fee if you want to enter your classic car in for the competition. So definitely do that. And spectators are free. And there's also a few other events will take place as well involving the youth group as well. So make sure you definitely, that's going to be an all day thing pretty much there. And that's going to be a big day. Big day, obviously, for men and women who love classic cars, but also men and women who love K-State soccer. They're going to be doing their exhibition game that same day as well against Wayne State. I don't know the time. Well, I should know the time by now, but I'll double check on that. I've been saying that almost every time I've been on this podcast. Just a little friendly reminder to you guys, K-State Nation here, as we approach today and tomorrow, and then that's a wrap for the month of June. We are approaching the 4th of July already, folks. That's going to be next Monday as well. So a lot to look forward to as well, and hopefully I will get a reschedule here on that interview. I was supposed to interview them, the folks that are putting this event on here in Manhattan, Kansas, who allowed us, was a good idea for the promotion here. And if you do go down, if you come from out of state or you're in town, definitely mention the Purple Project Podcast. If you got the invite from the Purple Project Podcast, make sure you tell them that the Purple Project Podcast sent you. I will definitely be there. Hopefully, hear something from them. I'll definitely email those folks back. I know I left a few dates out there. I'm a little bit more free in July, so there's that as well. Okay, all right, real quick, got some news here. Track and field alum. We had three track and field KC alum that competed a little bit in the outdoor championships last, I'll probably say, no, this was back on Monday, excuse me. The alum featuring Jane Cassavid, Akilah Mitchell, and Ashley Battier. They competed in the USF Track and Field Outdoor Championships. That was going back to over last weekend. The alum going in there as well. Casanovid, I probably should say that. I probably didn't say it right the first time. Competed in the Hammer Women's Hammer Throw. And on her second attempt, she threw it for a mark of 248-0, putting her in the top 8 and advancing to the finals. We're in the finals in her fifth attempt. Casanovid had a heave of 249.6, which passed that in her qualifying event there. She ended up finishing second overall and taking her place on the Team USA for the World Championships in the hammer throw. Hell yeah! So Miss Jane Casanovid, great job on that. And so we're going to be seeing, and of course I did see the track and field championships, which I'm going to talk about it in my other podcast, my NASCAR podcast coming up this week on this week's episode. If you're into NASCAR, speaking of cars anyways, I do have a NASCAR podcast as well. I'm going to be saving that for NASCAR episode this week, which I'm going to be going on plenty of rants on this week's episode on that end. So if you're into NASCAR as well, make sure you check out the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Shameless plug on the Pro Project podcast here as well. So definitely congratulations to Jane Casanovid. We're going to be seeing her in the National Outdoor World Championships in a little less than 2 weeks in the same place as well. Let's see. Yeah, this is going back a little bit. This was last month. Also, Casanovid also competed in the USA Track and Field Throws Festival in the Hammer Throw as well. And then the Lawson, Missouri native dominated that event as well. So she knows how to get it done. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of her there. Obviously, remember, TJ Sankar, national champ for K-State in high jump there as well. Got to re-say that here. Give our champion another shout-out in the podcast. Yes, well, Ashley Battier. Yes, Ashley Battier competed in the discus throw last Friday. She fouled on her first attempt, but second time around, 140-11 on her second attempt and on her third and final throw. Put it down 178 feet there as well, putting her in ninth place, and she just missed the finals there as well. And we got our girl Akilah Mitchell there, putting it down in 200-meter dash, women's dash there, which was on last Saturday from Corpus Christi, Texas. Ran a personal best, as you can probably hear the airplane behind me there, 22.4 in a 200-meter. That was her. She ended up running her personal best last weekend, putting her in fifth place. She moved on to the semifinals, which last Sunday clocked in nearly the same time at 22.44, and moved on to the finals same day. And Mitchell put it down, another personal best. What is with this? Is a good thing. Dang it, I can't think of her name right now, which is unfortunate. She's on the tip. That name's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of a name right now. Cassidy Johnson. Yes, Cassidy Johnson, 800 indoor qualifier, PR'd in both days. And Akilah Mitchell did the same thing, PR'd again, 22.3, put her six in the women's final. In that women's final, 200-meter finals as well. The World Athletic Championships, July 15th, 24th, Eugene. The mecca of track and field over there as well. All that's going to start at 11:05. There, of course, that coverage is all going to be on NBC, between NBC and Peacock. Yeah, Peacock, I don't have that. Obviously, that's going to be given a lot of love there with NASCAR and between the NASCAR coverage as well. So track and field, Peacock will have that as well as NBC. As long as that. So Mitchell and Casanovid will be showing their talents in the World Championships. K-State alum getting it done. So congratulations on that end as well. How to get that in there. And on the football side real quick, a name that you guys should be familiar with if you guys have been or into football. One name, Cody Cook. Remember that guy who had to play some little bit of quarterback back in a few years ago for a depleted quarterback situation? Yeah, that guy. Cody Cook, K-State alum. He, this afternoon, got hired on the Tennessee staff, which is unfortunate. One of my reasons. I'm not going to go there. But on the K-State side, seriously, though, Cody Cook, former K-State football Wildcat, wide receiver in QB, now has a spot on the Tennessee staff. He's part of the Next Page Sports recruiting group over there. He is now with the Tennessee assistant. He's going to be coaching the wide receivers. So that put a spin on that there as well. So Cody Cook, remember that guy who had to play quarterback? Wide receiver converted quarterback. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Congratulations to Cody Cook for getting that spot there for him as well. So I'm happy for him at front, but I'm not pleased that he's with Tennessee. And I'm not going to go down that road right now. But I had to put that in notes, show notes there as well. So K-State alum dominating the headlines on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition today. So congratulations to all. And we're going to be seeing Jane Casanovid and Akilah Mitchell in a couple weeks back up in Eugene again, competing, showing their talents against the world's best track and field championships. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks, as we continue to bring on daily content 3 days a week. And that doesn't include the continuous episodes of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which I'm planning out the episodes to come, which will focus more on the football side of things. But we will definitely, with a little bit of soccer in between there and volleyball splashed in there. Of course, we talk about all things K-State, so we're definitely going to make sure we get that in there. And as I'm trying to plan out the rest of the summer here, as we start to really count down to the 2022 anticipation, much anticipation of the football season for Kansas State football. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the podcast presented to you by AutoFest 2022, August 6th, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast.